بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله ومن ولا وبعد. بسم الله. Today this is going to be our 14th session, reading from lessons in Arabic language, level 4, Dr. Fa Abdul Rahim, Islamic University of Medina, Arabic Language Institute. And today, inshallah, we're going to be starting a new lesson, that is lesson 22. And according to the suggested schedule, homework assignments for this previous week, we should have previewed all of the English key, points 1 through 6, and then the Arabic text on pages 188 and 189. And the first exercise, the comprehension exercise, number 1 on page 190. So that's what we hope to cover today. The entire English key, the Arabic text or dialogue at the beginning of the lesson, and the first exercise, which is a comprehension exercise. And inshallah, this lesson is not very lengthy, so it is expected, it's our hope by the permission of Allah, that we'll be able to complete what we have scheduled for today, and in the following session next week we should be able to complete the remaining exercises for this lesson. I think there are 15 exercises. Many of them are very, very short and are pretty much just reading and understanding points and not necessarily exercises, so yani, it's not a lot of work to do. Now, so let's get started. Yeah, there are just 5 pages of exercises, so we're going to do the first exercise with today's session, and the remaining exercises, inshallah, we'll have for homework for next week. So it'll give us another chance to review the English key and as well the Arabic dialogue, and to do the exercises, which are, as I said, not that many. It's just 5 pages. We can do 1 page every day, inshallah, and complete it with relative ease, inshallah. All right, so let's get started. We're doing the new lesson, 22, which actually just one sentence of this lesson of the English key begins on the bottom of page 97. It says, in this lesson, we learn the following. Okay, so now let's just turn to page 198, the first point of the English key for this lesson, which is the main point of the lesson. It's the core of the lesson. It's the new bab, yani in fa'ala. Bab in fa'ala. Point number 1, bab in fa'ala. In this bab, in, yani hamzatul wasl with kasra and noon with sukoon, is prefixed to fa'ala. Fa'ala, yani the basic root form of the verb, fa'ala. So the hamzatul wasl with kasra and noon with sukoon is prefixed to bab fa'ala. The hamza is hamzatul wasl. And it's important to know that this hamza is hamzatul wasl, because hamzatul wasl is only going to be pronounced if we begin with that word. But if there's anything before the word or particle or anything, a verb comes before hamzatul wasl, then the vowel of hamzatul wasl is not going to be pronounced. So keep that in mind, that this bab begins with hamzatul wasl. The hamzatul wasl, yanam. We say, for example, saqata al-finjanu wan kasara. Yani the teacup fell and broke. When kasara. So this should be pronounced, the waw with fatta should be joined directly to the noon with sukoon. Yani, so the hamzatul wasl is just joining the vowel of the waw to the first letter, original letter of this word, which is noon with sukoon. So we just say when kasara, not wa in kasara. Yani the kasra of hamzatul wasl is not pronounced since there's something before it. Okay, so the bab in the past tense is in فَعَلَ إِن فَعَلَ like إِن كَسَرَ. The mudari, the harf al-mudara'a, harf al-mudara'a takes fatha in this particular bab. For example, yani from the past tense verb in kasara, the mudari is yankasiru. The mudari is yankasiru. So the prefixed letter, the harf al-mudara'a, takes fatha, unlike in bab fa'ala. It became يُفَعِلُ يعني عَلَّمَ يُعَلِّمُ or أَسْلَمَ يُسْلِمُ يعني. Here the harf mudara takes fatha. Another example, in شَقَّ which means to split, the mudari يَنْشَقُّ. Originally it should have been, for the pattern here يعني, it should have been يَنْشَقِقُ يعني. The second radical or next to the last radical, the middle radical, takes kasra, as in kasra yan kasiru. Yani the next to the last radical, the middle radical seen had kasra. Here originally it should have been yan shaqiqu, but because of the final two letters being the same, so they are joined together with shadda, and the vowel of the first qaf is loss. So what should have been yanshaqiqu like yankasiru becomes yanshaqqa. Inshaqqa yanshaqqu. The amr, the command form or the imperative form after the omission of the harf al-mudara'ati, the verb commences with a second letter, so it needs hamzatul wasl. Yani here, in order to formulate the fi'l amr, as we've seen in the other abwab of the thulathi mazid, we said that when you want to formulate, and not just thulathi mazid, but in all verbs, when you want to formulate the fi'l amr, then you formulate it from the second person form of the verb, right? In this case, the example that they're giving us is yani insarafa yansarifu. So here the second person form is anta tansarifu. And what you do to formulate the fi'l amr is get rid of the harf mudara, the ta, and make the last letter sakin. The fa here would be taking sukoon. And that's how we normally form the fi'l amr. But from the second person form of the mudari verb, we get rid of the harf mudara, the prefix letter, and make the last letter sakin, unless it is a naqis verb and the last letter is a weak letter. In that case, therefore, instead of sukoon, the last letter, the harf illa, the weak letter, is deleted. Okay, but this is the normal, regular manner of deriving the fi'l amr. Yani, from the second person form of the mudari, deleting the harf mudari, the prefix letter, and making the last letter sakin. So here, from the verb, the example they gave us is tansarifu, yani from insarafa, yansarifu, second person form, anta tansarifu. So you get rid of the ta, you have noon with sukoon, sad with fatha, ra with kasra, and the fa, the last letter, takes sukoon as well. So when you get rid of that, you have noon with sukoon, sarif. So here, because the first letter has sukoon, we have to add hamzatul wasl here for the fi'l amr, and yani the vowel will be kasra. So it should be in sarifu. And this rule, yani the vowel for the hamzatul wasl, is based upon the middle radical. If it is dhamma, then the hamzatul wasl takes dhamma, and if it's other than that, yani either fatha or kasra, as it is in this case kasra, then the harf, the hamzatul wasl takes kasra. So it's in sarif, that's the fi'l amr. And it says here, the meaning of in sarif is return, but it appears to me that this is actually a mistake. Instead of return, the meanings that are known for the verb in sarifa yansarifu is to turn away from something, or to leave, or to leave something. To depart, yes. Yani to leave from some place or to turn away from something. Naam. So here the point is though that how you derive the fil amra, yani you get rid of the ta and make the last letter the dhamma, make it sukoon, and then add hamzatul wasl with kasra, and he became in sarif. From tan sarifu in sarif. Okay, and we'll see examples of this as we go along. The masdar, as far as the masdar, it is on the pattern of infi'al. And we said previously that the thulathi mazid verbs, they all have a pattern for the masdar. Yani it's not like the thulathi mujarrad, which has lots of patterns and you have to learn the pattern for each verb. Here, each yani bab from the abwab of mazid has its own pattern, and the masdar will be upon that pattern. And here the pattern is infi'al, meaning that you have Hamzatul Wasl with Kasra, Noon with Sukoon, that came yani from the original form of this bab in Fa'ala. So you have in, and then you have the first radical, which represented by the Fa taking Kasra, and the second radical represented by Ayn taking Fatha elongated by Alif. So on this pattern of in Fi'al, from in Kasra, you get in Kisar. Inkisar, breaking. From in qalaba, you get in qilab. Yani, the first original root letter in qalaba, the first original root letter is qaf. So that letter takes kasra. And the second root letter in this example is lam, takes fatha elongated by alif. Inqilab means turning upside down. Yani, something turning over. Inqilab. The assimilated letters, yani in the verb that has letters joined together by shadda, like yani the verb inshaqqa, yanshaqqu, when there are assimilated letters or letters that are joined together by shadda, the assimilated letters get separated in the masdar. So from inshaqqa, the qaf that's written once here with shadda, the two letters are separated to fit this pattern. And the first original root letter, sheen, takes kasra, and the second original root letter, which is the first qaf, takes fatha elongated by alif. On the pattern of what? In fi al. Yani in kisar, in qilab, and here in shiqaq. So in shaqqa, the assimilated letters, in this case the qaf, which is doubled here with shadda, are separated. The first of them takes kasra, and the first root letter takes kasra, and the first of the assimilated letters takes fatha elongated by alif in shiqaq. And we'll see more examples of this. Okay, in the naqis verb, the final ya, yani if it's a naqis verb, in the past tense it's alif maksura, and in the present tense it will be yani, it will change to a ya. So in the masdar, on the pattern of infial, that last letter is going to change to, it's going to be transformed to hamza. So from in jala, yani for something to be visible, to appear, yani in jala, we get for the masdar and the pattern of infial in jila'un with hamza instead of originally what should have been in jila'yun. Yani the ya, the last letter, changes to hamza for the naqis verb for the masdar on the pattern of infial. So in jila'yun becomes in jila'un with hamza written on the line without a seat. Yani not written on alif, waw, or ya, but just written by itself on the line. In jila'un. Okay, after this, yani we looked at the past tense form, the present tense form, the fi'l amr form, and the masdar. Now what remains? Four more forms that we normally look at is the ism fa'il, ism maf'ul, ism zaman, and ism makan. So let's look at the ism fa'il. It is formed by replacing the harf al-mudara'a with mu. Yani the prefix letter ya is exchanged or replaced with meem with dhamma, as we have seen in the previous abwab. The same thing, we change the harf mudara to, we exchange it with a meem with dhamma. The second radical takes kasra, meaning the middle radical, it takes kasra in the ism fa'il, and it takes fatha in the ism maf'ool. Alright, and this is the same rule that we've seen with all, yani ism fa'il and ism maf'ool. The ism fa'il is taking kasra on the next to the last letter, that is the middle radical, and it's taking fatha for the ism maf'ool. So for example, in kasara yankasiru, that's the fi'l mudari, yani we exchange the mudari letter, the ya, for meem with dhamma, so yankasiru becomes munkasirun. Munkasirun. In my book, munkasirun is written with a single dhamma, it should be with a double dhamma. Yani the verb has a single dhamma, yani because verbs don't take tanween, yankasiru, but here the ism fa'il should take tanween. It's not a verb, it's a noun, and it should take tanween. So it should be munkasirun. From yanshaqqa, yani we changed the ya with fatta to meem with dhamma, it became munshaqqun. Munshaqqun. Originally, it should have been munshaqiqun. Yani, originally, it should have been munshaqiqun. Yani, because the mudari should have been originally yanshaqiqu. Yanshaqiqu munshaqiqun. But here, yani, the two letters that are similar are merged together. So we have yanshaqqu and we have munshaqqun instead of munshaqiqun. Munshaqqun. Okay, there's a note here. It doesn't say note, but this is a note that's very, very important. After mentioning the ism fa'il, the form that it has, yani, with kasra on the next to the last letter, and the harf mudari changing to meem with dhamma, it says here, the verbs of this bab are mostly intransitive. They are mostly intransitive. So ism al-maf'ul is not formed. So we just looked at the form. Yani, the ism fa'il is with kasra and the ism maf'ul is with fatha. Yani, so, yani, yankasiru in form. Yani, for the ism fa'il it should be munkasirun and for the ism maf'ul should be munkasarun. However, as far as the ism maf'ul, since the verbs of this bab, the bab in fa'ala, the verbs of this bab are mostly intransitive, so ism maf'ul is not formed. Okay, let's just stop here for a moment and make sure that this is clear what we mean by the verbs of this bab are intransitive. The verbs of this bab being intransitive means that they are, yani previously we have mentioned that verbs can be classified in reference to whether or not the action of the verb remains with the fa'il or it affects a maf'ul bi. Okay, so we said that verbs, in consideration of this, are either transitive or intransitive. So transitive means that it's muta'addin. Yani al-fi'l al-muta'addi means that its action, it transfers from the subject doing the action to an object. That is the object of that action, a maf'ulun bi, right? That's the fi'l al-muta'addi. But here, the verbs of this bab are mostly intransitive. That means the fi'l al-lazim. Al-fi'l al-lazim is intransitive. It means that its action remains with the subject and doesn't transfer to an object. Alright, so since the verbs of this bab are mostly intransitive, they don't have an object. Therefore, the ism maf'ul, yani the noun that represents the one that the action affected, is not formed here, because yani most of these verbs are intransitive. They don't have an effect on another object. All right. So for the most part, verbs of this bab are intransitive. They are lazim. They are not mutaaddi, and therefore they don't affect an object. And therefore we don't have an ism maf'ul form from most verbs of this bab. Okay. The last two things we look at is the noun of place and time, yani ism al-makan and ism al-zaman. It is the same as the ism maf'ul. As we said in the previous abwab, the ism makan and ism zaman has the same exact form as the ism maf'ul. So for example, we have yan'atifu. Yani from in'atafa, the mudari yan'atifu means it bends. Yani bends, B-E-N-D-S. Yani like the road is bending. So from this mudari verb, yana'atifu, Yani the ism fa'il would be on the form of mun'atifun. Mun'atifun. And the ism maf'ul would have been on the form yani mun'atafun. Mun'atafun. Yani the next to the last letter, the second radical would take fatha. But there is no ism maf'ul actual formulated from this verb, but there is a noun of place, yani ism makan, which is on the same pattern that the ism maf'ul would be on, that is, yani the next to the last letter taking, the second radical next to the last letter taking fatha. So we change the harf mudara from ya to mim with dhamma, and we make the next to the last letter, the second radical, with fatha. So from yan atifu we get mun'atafun. Mun'atafun means the place of bending, the place where something bends. That is, for example, a road bend, yani a place in the road where instead of the road going straight, it bends. It has a turn, a curve to it. A road bend, the place of bending, yani the ism makan from yan'atifu is mun'atafun. The word munhanna or munhana, yani, is also used in this sense, yani the same meaning as mun'atafun. Yani, munhana has the same meaning, yani a bend in the road or a road bend. Okay, so these are the eight things that we normally looked at. The madi, mudari, amra, the master, and the asma, al-fa'il, wal-maf'ul, wal-makan, wal-zaman. Now we want to look at the meaning of this bab. This bab denotes al-mutawa'atu. Al-mutawa'atu. For example, kasartu al-kuba. Yani, I broke the tumbler, the glass. So here, we see that in this sentence, kasartu is the fi'l and the fa'il, and al-kuba is the maf'ulun bi, the object of the action. The maf'ulun bi, mansub with fatha. When we transfer to this bab, the meaning of mutawa means that the object of the verb in the original bab, yani fa'ala, in this bab the object becomes the subject. Instead of it being the maf'ulun bi, as in kasartu al-kuba, under this bab, in kasara al-kubu. So al-kub in the first sentence is the maf'ulun bi, the object. In this bab, the object becomes the subject, the fa'il. In kasara al-kubu, the tumbler broke. Yani kasartu al-kuba, I broke the tumbler. So the al-kuba is the maf'ulun bi. In this new sentence, in kasara al-kuba, the kub is the fa'il, the subject, do of the action, the tumbler broke. Yani by itself, without somebody else doing that to it. Note that al-kuba in the first sentence is maf'ulun bi, and in the second sentence it is the fa'il. And in the second sentence it is the fa'il. Again, let me just stop here before we go on. There's a footnote at the beginning of this sentence. This bab denotes al-mutawa'atu. Yani we have seen this in lesson 20. Yani the meaning of al-mutawa is explained in lesson 20. In the English key, point 1, on page 87. This is, in lesson 20, we dealt with the bab, tafa'ala. And we said that tafa'ala is the mutawa of fa'ala. And here we are saying that in fa'ala is the mutawa of fa'ala. Of fa'ala. So we're going to look at that next, but I just want to refer to this note here. It says that we have seen this idea of the mutawa in lesson 20 when we were dealing with the bab tafa'ala, and it's mentioned in the English key, point number 1 on page 87 of the English key. Okay, let's turn to the page here. It says here are some more examples. Any examples of the mutawa, yani the verb form that where the in the original verb form the maf'ulun bi in this new verb form becomes the fa'il. All right, so the first example they gave us here On the top of page 99 is Fatahtu al-Baba. Fatahtu al-Baba. I opened the door. And we see here that al-Baba is the maf'ulun bi. Okay, that's from the bab fa'ala. Now we're going to the bab in fa'ala. So in the bab in fa'ala, fataha becomes in fataha, and al-baba becomes al-babu. So in the first sentence, I opened the door is the maf'ulun bi, mansub with fatha. In the new sentence, the door opened by itself. And in this sentence, the bab is the fa'il, subject do of the action, marfu'un with dhamma. Alright, fatahtu al-baba, maf'ulun bi, in fataha al-babu, fa'il, marfu'un with dhamma. Another example, hazama al-muslimuna al-kuffara, the Muslims defeated the unbelievers. In this sentence, al-muslimuna is the fa'il, and al-kuffar is the maf'ulun bi mansub with fatha. When we transfer it from bab fa'ala to in fa'ala, so hazama becomes in hazama. In hazama al-kuffaru. Yani in the first sentence, hazama al-muslimuna al-kuffara, maf'ulun bi with fatha, maf'ulun bi mansub with fatha. And in the new sentence, in hazama al-kuffaru, yani here is the fa'il marfu'un with dhamma. After these examples, it says, note that in fa'ala is the mutawi'un of fa'ala. Just as tafa'ala from lesson 20 is the mutawi'un of fa'ala with shadda on the ayn. So both of these babs, yani in fa'ala and in lesson 20 tafa'ala, both of them are the mutawiya of another bab. All right, in fa'ala is the mutawiya of the reflexive form of fa'ala, and tafa'ala is the reflective form of fa'ala. Okay, and then they give us examples of each of these. Okay, so the first one is the bab fa'ala being transferred to bab in fa'ala. So we have kasartu az-zujjaja, I broke the glass. In this sentence, az-zujjaja is the maf'ulun bi mansub. When we transfer to the bab in fa'ala, from kasara we get in kasara az-zujjaju. In my book it has az-zujjaja. That's a mistake. Instead of fatha, it should be dhamma. Because in this bab, in kasara, yani az-zujjaju is the fa'il, marfu'un with dhamma. Alright? So, what is the meaning of mutawa? It means that the maf'ulun bi, the object, becomes the, in the new sentence, yani becomes the subject. Yani the maf'ulun bi becomes the fa'il. Okay, the same thing is for the bab fa'ala with shadda on the ayn. Its mutawi'a is tafa'ala. Yani adding, prefixing an extra ta to fa'ala. So the same thing happens under fa'ala. What was the maf'ulun bi mansub with fatha? Under tafa'ala, it becomes the fa'il marfu'un with dhamma. Alright, so kassartu, bab fa'ala, kassartu. Yani from the verb kassara. Kassartu az-zujaja. Kassartu az-zujaja. I smashed the glass. In this sentence, kassartu is the fi'l and the fa'il, and zujaja is the maf'ulun bi mansub. When we transfer, kassara to takassara, yani tafa'ala, the sentence becomes takassara az-zujaju, the glass broke to pieces, yani by itself. Because here, az-zujaja is the fa'il. Instead of maf'ulun bi, it's the fa'il, the one that's doing the action by itself. The glass broke to pieces. So we see that mutawa means that the object of the verb becomes the subject doer of the action. So it changes from being maf'ulun bi mansub with fatha to being fa'il marfu'un with dhamma. Okay, this is the end of what we wanted to say about this new bab. And yani, because of its importance, we're going to just summarize quickly, and inshallah we'll have time to go over it again later on. I see there's a question here. So would qusira al-kubu and inkasara al-kubu have the same meaning? Or would they be slightly different? In the first sentence, kub would be naib fa'il, and in the second sentence, fa'il, but it is, the meaning is the same. Naam, it's pretty much the same, yeah. But of course here, yani in the example that you're giving here, qusira, so this is mabniyun lil majhul. Yani, so the form here is, yani, the naib fa'il is in the original sentence, is the maf'ulun bi, yes. And when the fa'il is not mentioned, then it becomes, it doesn't become the fa'il, but it becomes naib fa'il. So it is still, yani, the meaning is similar, except that it's not exactly the same, because in the mabniyul al-majhul, it just means that the one who's actually doing the action, the fa'il, is not mentioned in that sentence. But here, we are saying that, yani, in fa'ala, in the bab in fa'ala, the maf'ulun bi actually becomes the fa'il. It's not that the fa'il is not mentioned. The maf'ulun bi in the bab in fa'ala is actually the fa'il. Whereas in the example that you're given, yani the meanings are similar, but grammatically they're not the same. Because with the mabniyul majhul, it means that the maf'ulun bi now becomes known as the na'ib fa'il. It doesn't become the fa'il, but it's in the place where the fa'il will be. Yani, it's in the place where the fa'il will be because the fa'il is not mentioned. So the meanings are similar, but grammatically they're not the same, because, yani, in your example here, the maf'ulun bi becomes naib fa'il. It doesn't become the fa'il. But in the chapter that we're studying here, the maf'ulun bi actually becomes the fa'il, the one that's doing the action. Okay, so I hope that it's clear. Yani, the meanings are similar, but grammatically they're not the same, because in your example, the maf'ulun bi doesn't become the fa'il. It just is in the place where the fa'il will be. It takes its i'rab, but it's not the fa'il. There is still a fa'il, it's just that the fa'il is not mentioned or not known. Okay, I hope that it's clear. Naam. And it's a good question, really, very, very good question, mashallah. And it's understood, alhamdulillah, mashallah. Alright, so let's go on. Quickly review this, what we covered here. In bab in fa'ala, this bab, there's prefixed to fa'ala, yani, hamzatul wasl with kasra and noon with sukoon. So fa'ala became in fa'ala. Okay, kasra became in kasra. In the mudari, we do just what we did before, yani, we add the harf mudara, yani the ya or the ta or the hamza or the noon, and that harf mudara is going to take fatah here. In the amr, we do the same thing we did to formulate the amr and other verbs. We formulate it from the second person form of the mudari verb, deleting the harf mudara, the prefix letter, the ta, and making the last letter sukoon. For the masdar, it's on the pattern of infial. So this means that the first radical represented by the fa takes kasra, and the second radical represented by the ayn takes fatah elongated by aleph, with it being prefixed with in fi'al. In the ism fa'il, it's just like we did with other abwab. We change the harf mudara, the ya, to mim with dhamma, and the next to the last radical takes kasra in the ism fa'il. It takes fatah in the ism maf'ul, but generally not found in this bab. And the ism makan and zaman are the same as the ism maf'ul, with fatah on the second radical or next to the last letter. Also, we mentioned that this bab, yani in fa'ala, is mutawa. It's the mutawa from the bab fa'ala, meaning that what was the maf'ulun bi in the bab fa'ala, in the bab in fa'ala becomes the fa'il, the subject, doer of the action. Okay, and that's pretty much what we covered here from the first point. Going on to the second point, it says, and this is related to the first point, yani, if the interrogative hamza, yani hamzatul istifham, the hamza that's used to ask a question, hamza with fatha, the hamzatul istifham, if it is prefixed to this bab, the hamzatul wasl is omitted. So if hamzatul istifham, which is hamzatul qat with a fatha, if it's prefixed to the bab in fa'ala, which begins with hamza, but hamzatul wasl, and hamzatul wasl is only used to start a word so that we can put a vowel on a word that begins with sukoon. So the bab in fa'ala, the first letter is that comes after the hamzatul wasl is noon with sukoon. And we don't begin a word with sukoon, so we had hamzatul wasl, yani with kasra, but we have no need of that hamzatul wasl once there's another word or letter or particle before it. So when hamzatul istifham is added to this bab in fa'ala, yani the hamzatul wasl with its kasra is omitted. It's deleted, it's not written, and it's not pronounced. Alright? So if the interrogative hamza, hamzatul istifham, is prefixed to this bab, the hamzatul wasl, wayyak, the hamzatul wasl is omitted. So if we had, for example, we wanted to ask in kasara, if we want to ask a question, a in kasara, so here we have hamzatul qat, hamzatul istifham, immediately followed by hamzatul wasl, hamzatul wasl is deleted, so instead of a in kasara, we say an kasara. Instead of a in kasara, we say an kasara. Here's an example in a sentence. An fataha al-babu, an fataha al-babu, did the door open? Yani the original form is a in fataha al-babu. Yani in fataha al-babu means the door opened. But if I want to say did the door open, now I have hamzatul istifham, so the hamzatul wasl from in fataha is deleted. It became an fataha al-babu, yani did the door open, yani by itself. The second example they gave us is anqalabati as-sayyaratu. Yani the original form would have been inqalabat as-sayyaratu. Yani the car overturned. But if I want to ask that question, did the car overturn? Then instead of saying a inqalabati as-sayyaratu, we don't say a inqalabat, we say anqalabati as-sayyaratu. And kalabat as-sayyaratu, did the car overturn? Alright, so this is the second point. Yani, when the interrogative hamza, hamzatul istifham, is prefixed to this bab, yani being immediately followed by hamzatul wasl, the hamzatul wasl is omitted in writing, and it is omitted in pronunciation. Okay, point number three. It says here, we're on page 99, halfway down the page. In kasafat الشمس يوم مات إبراهيم. In my book it has in kisafat. In kisafat. Yani the kaf has kasra, it should be fatah. Yani it should be in kasafa. Yani the feminine form in kasafat الشمس. In kasafat الشمس يوم مات إبراهيم. The sun eclipsed the day Ibrahim died. إن كسفت الشمس يوم مات إبراهيم. Here the sentence مات إبراهيم, yani that's attached to يوم, يوم مات إبراهيم. This sentence مات إبراهيم, Ibrahim died, is مضاف إليه. It is مضاف إليه to يوم. It's مضاف إليه, and it's in the place of جر, yani في محل جر, in the place where it should be مجرور. And yawma is mudaf. So this is an idafa construction. Yawma mata Ibrahimu. Yawma is the mudaf. And mata Ibrahimu, the whole sentence, mata Ibrahimu, the jumla, fi'liya, mata Ibrahimu, is mudaf ilayhi fi mahalli jar. Here are some more examples. Wulidtu yawma mata jaddi. I was born the day my grandfather died. Wulidtu, when was I born? Yawma mata jaddi. So yawma is the mudaf, and the sentence, the jumla fi'liya, mata jaddi, is its mudaf ilayhi, and it's in the place where it should be majroor. As the mudaf ilayhi is majroor, but this is a sentence. So we don't say the sentence is majroor, but we say it is in the place where it should be majroor, yani fi mahalli jar. The last example they gave us is safartu yawma dhaharatin nataiju. Safartu yawma dhaharatin nataiju. Yani I traveled, or they translate, I left the day the results appeared. Literally it means I traveled. Safartu, I traveled. Yawma, on the day in which dhaharat an-nataiju, in the day in which the results appeared, yani the results from the examination, for example. So here, yawma is the mudaf, and the sentence, the jumla, fi'liya dhaharat an-nataiju, is mudaf ilayhi. It's a sentence, so we don't say it's mudaf ilayhi majroor, we say it is mudaf ilayhi fi mahalli jar, in the place where it should be majroor. Alright, so what is this all about? It's just showing us that sometimes you can have an idhafa in which the mudaf ilayhi, instead of being a single noun, it could be a sentence. And that sentence, in terms of its i'rab, we say it is mudaf ilayhi, but not majroor fi mahalli jar, in the place where it should be majroor. Point number 4, the last part of page 99, and it continues on page 100, is lawla. Lawla means but for. Yani, if not for such and such. But for. Lawla. Were it not for such and such? For example, lawla ash-shamsu la halakatil ardu. But for the sun. Yani, if it were not for the existence of the sun, the earth would have perished. This particle, lawla, is called harfu imtina'in li wujudin. Harfu imtina'in li wujudin, which signifies that something has failed to happen because of the existence of another. Yani, something failed to happen because something else existed, because something else is present, because something else acted. So the meaning here, harf imtina, and it's a particle where something is prevented from happening, li wujud, because something else happened or is present. Alright, in the first sentence, lawla ash-shamsu la halakat al-ard. So la halakat al-ard, the earth, yani, would have been destroyed, would have perished. So this is the imtina. Yani, it didn't happen. It was prevented from happening. Why? Li wujud, because of the presence of the sun. Yani, the presence, the wujud of the shams, imtina'a, prevented the destruction of the earth. Harf imtina'a, something is prevented at the end by the presence of something else. The presence of the sun prevented the destruction of the earth. Harf imtina'a, the particle that prevents something, li wujudin, due to the presence of something. Okay, in this example, the perishing of the earth, la halakat al-ard, has not taken place. It was prevented. That's the meaning of imtina. The perishing of the earth has not taken place. Why? Because of the existence of the sun. That's the meaning of li wujud. Because of the wujud of the shams. Because the sun was present, then the earth, the perishing of the earth, was prevented. It didn't take place. That's the meaning of imtina lwujud. Something is prevented because of the presence of something else. Okay, as far as the explanation of the parts of this type of expression, the noun that comes after lawla is a mubtada, whose khabar is to be omitted. Whose khabar is to be omitted. So the meaning here would be, in the first example, lawla ash-shamsu. Ash-shamsu is a mubtada marfu'un with dhamma. And the khabar of this mubtada is omitted. Yani, it's deleted. It's not mentioned. And it's understood to be lawla ash-shamsu mawjudun. If it wasn't for the sun being present, then, yani, imtina, something would have not happened. That is, yani, the destruction of the earth. And if it wasn't for the presence of the sun, then the earth would have been destroyed. But the earth was not destroyed because the sun is present. So what we're saying here is that the noun that comes after laula is a mubtada. So we understand that it's a mubtada, and its khabar is not to be mentioned, but we understand that it means mawjood. Laula ash-shamsu mawjoodun. If it wasn't for the sun being present, then the earth, yani, would have perished, would have been destroyed. Okay, the second sentence that comes after laula and the mubtada, the second sentence, la halakat al-ard, the second sentence is called jawab laula. And if it wasn't for the presence of the sun, then the jawab of laula is that such and such would have happened. So this first, this second part is called the jawab, yani the response to, yani the first part. It is a verbal sentence, yani the jawab of laula is going to be a verbal sentence with the verb in the madi. So the jawab is always going to be a verbal sentence, and the verb is going to be a past tense verb, yani halakat. La halakat al-ard. The la here is mentioned now next. The lam in la halakat, yani the lam is prefixed to an affirmative jawab. Yani if the jawab of laula is an affirmative past tense verb, then that verb is going to have prefixed to it this lam, la halakat. A negative jawab does not take this lam. So for example, laula al-ikhtibaru ma hadartu al-yawma. But for the examination, yani if it were not that there was an examination present today, I would not have attended. So I would not have attended, ma hadartu is the jawab. It's a jumla fi'liya, past tense verb, but it's not affirmative, it's negative. Ma hadartu. If it wasn't for the fact that there was an exam present today, I would not have come. But because the exam is present today, so I did come. So me not coming didn't happen. Why? Because of the presence of the examination. The point here is that the jawab of laula is always going to be a sentence. Its verb is going to be past tense. If it's affirmative, it's going to be prefixed with the lam. If it's negative jawab, it's not going to be prefixed with lam. Okay, let's turn to the next page, which I already started reading from, the translation of that previous example. And now, let's another point that's mentioned here. Instead of the mubtada, we may also have, yani the mubtada is the word that comes after laula. The mubtada, yani, is the word that comes after laula. Laula al-shams. Laula al-ikhtibar. So instead of the mubtada, yani, we might also have a nominal sentence with anna. Instead of a mubtada, whose khabar is omitted, in its place we might have a nominal sentence with the particle anna, with shadda on the noon. For example, laula anna al-jawwa harrun la hadartu al-muhadarata. Yani, if it were not for the fact that the weather is hot, I would have attended the lecture. But since the weather is hot, I didn't attend. Okay, so the imtina, what didn't happen? Yani, I would have attended, but yani, I didn't attend. Why I didn't attend? Because of the presence of the hot weather. Alright, so in this case, yani, the point that we're saying here, it's the same kind of meaning, except that instead of a mubtada, whose khabar is omitted, yani we have the particle anna and a nominal sentence. Yani the ism anna and khabaru anna. The ism anna, yani anna al-jawwa, ism anna is mansub with fatha, and khabaru anna is marfoon with dhamma. Yani the sentence, the nominal sentence is what? Al-jawwu harun. But here we have the particle anna introduced, so it became ismu anna mansub, anna al-jawwa, and khabaru anna marfoon harun. Okay, this goes back to inna wa akhawatuha. They're used with a nominal sentence. Here we have a nominal sentence, al-jawu harun. We have a nominal sentence. After the introduction of anna, the mubtada and khabar now became known as ismu anna, and it changed from being marfu'un to mansub, and the khabar became khabru anna, it remained marfu'un with dhamma. Lawla anna al-jawwa harun la hadartu al-muhadarata. If it were not for the fact that the weather is hot, I would have attended the lecture. But since the weather is hot, then I didn't attend the lecture. So I was prevented from attending the lecture because of the wujud, the presence of the hot weather. Another example. Lawla annani maridun la safartu ma'aka. But for the fact that I am sick. Yani if it were not for the fact that I am sick, I would have gone with you. But I didn't go with you, I didn't travel with you because of the presence of my sickness. So, the traveling with you was prevented, imtina, because of the wujud of the, yani, mard, the sickness. Lawla annani. Yani the original jumla ismiya, that's here, in place of the mubtada whose khabar is deleted, the original jumla ismiya is, ana maridun. But when we introduced anna, the pronoun ana is exchanged for the yani the dhamir of nasb, yani ya al mutakallim, with noon al wiqaya separating the particle from the pronoun ya al mutakallim. So anna plus ana became annani. Annani. Lawla annani maridun. That's the jumla ismiya, ana maridun. Yani with anna, that replaces the mubtada whose khabar is omitted, lawla annani maridun, if not for the fact, if it were not for the fact that I am sick, la safartu ma'aka. Yani this lam is going to be attached to the jawab of lawla, if that jawab is yani affirmative. If it is negative, then there's no need for the lam here. La safartu ma'aka. But since I was sick, yani ما سفرت معك. I didn't travel with you. Okay, the last example that they gave us here is لولا أنك مستعجل لدعوتك إلى البيت. But for the fact that you are in a hurry, يعني if it were not for the fact that you are in a hurry, I would have invited you to my house. But because of the presence of you being in a hurry, the wujud of you being in a hurry, because you are in a hurry, so I was prevented from inviting you to my house. The emptina. Yani, harf emptina li wujud. Yani, I didn't invite you to the house because of you being in a hurry. And again here, the mubtada, whose khabar is omitted, is replaced here by the particle anna and the jumla ismiya. Annaka musta'ajilun. The original sentence is anta musta'ajilun. But after the introduction of anna, then the pronoun anta is replaced with the damir nasb ka, annaka, annaka musta'ajilun. Okay, this is lawla. Now we're going to point number 5. Man Ibrahimu hadha. Who is this Ibrahim? Ibrahim hadha is translated as this Ibrahim, this particular Ibrahim. Yani hadha is specifying. Yani it's clarifying, it's describing which Ibrahim we're talking about. This Ibrahim. Who is this Ibrahim? Sayyaratul mudiri hadhihi jamilatun. This car of the headmaster is beautiful. Sayyaratul mudiri, the car of the headmaster, hadhihi. So hadhihi is specifying which car of the mudir, this car of the headmaster, is jamilatun. If a demonstrative pronoun like thalika or hadhihi or hadha etc. comes after a proper noun, as in the first example, man Ibrahimu hadha. So Ibrahim is a proper noun. If the ism ishara like hadha or hadhihi or thalika comes after a proper noun like Ibrahim or Maryam or Khadija or Amina or a mudaf ilayhi, as in the second example, it comes after the mudaf, yani the idafa construction, sayyaratul mudiri. If it comes after a proper noun like Ibrahim, or after a mudaf ilayhi like sayyaratul mudir, an ism ishara comes after either one of them, it is a not. Yani its i'rab is that we classify it as being a not, a sifa, yani an adjective describing that proper noun Ibrahim, or that yani idafa construction sayyaratul mudir. Here are some more examples. Liman jawazu as-safari hadha. Whose is this passport? Jawazu as-safari hadha. Here's a idafa construction followed by ism ishara. So the hadha in this sentence is a not describing jawazu as-safar, this particular passport. Whose is? To whom belongs this particular passport? Another example. Arini sa'ataka hadhihi. Show me this watch of yours. Which watch? This one. In this sentence, hadhihi is following the idafa construction sa'ataka. So it is, its i'rab is that it is a not describing, specifying your watch. This watch of yours. La'alli la hujju ba'da aami hadha. La'alli la hujju ba'da aami hadha. I am afraid that I will not perform hajj after this year of mine. Yani aami hadha. This year of mine. So aami is an idafa construction. Aam is the mudaf, and ya al-mutakallam, the pronoun, is the mudaf ilayhi mabniyun, in the place where it should be majroor. So here is another example of an idafa construction followed by ism ishara. That means that the ism ishara is a not describing aami, my year, this year of mine. Final example they gave us from the Quran, 27th surah, 28th ayat. Izhab bi kitabi hadha wa alqih ilayhim. Yani go with this letter of mine's. Yani kitabi hadha. Go with this letter of mine's and drop it to them. Yani wa alqih ilayhim. In the footnote it says alqih. Yani the ha with sukun is for alqihi. Yani and drop it. Yani the kitab, the letter, to them. Here what we just want to note is in reference to this rule, we have an idafa construction, kitabi. Kitab is the mudaf, and the pronoun ya al-mutakallam, the first person, singular pronoun, that corresponds with the personal pronoun ana. Kitabi means kitab, the book of ana. Kitabi, yani my book. Hadha coming after an idafa construction is a not. So we say it is what? Yani this letter of minds. Okay, and this is the rule for the ism ishara when it follows an idafa construction or when it follows a proper noun. Okay, let's go on to the final point of the English key on the bottom of page 100, point number 6. It says at-taghlib, from ghallaba yughallibu, taghlib. At-taghlib is using a masculine form to refer to a group containing both masculine and feminine nouns. So there's a group, and there are masculine and feminine nouns in that group, but the masculine form is given preference to be used to refer to that group, even though in that group there are nouns which are masculine and nouns which are feminine. For example, abna'i وَبَنَاتِي يَدْرُسُونَ. My sons and my daughters are studying. Here we use the masculine form of the verb يَدْرُسُونَ, not يَدْرُسْنَ. We use the masculine form like هُمْ يَدْرُسُونَ. Even though the pronoun in يَدْرُسُونَ, the waw al-jama'ah, is referring back to sons and daughters, masculine and feminine nouns. Abnai wa banati. But we're using the masculine form to refer back to them. Yani, and this is what is referred to as taglib. Yani that a masculine word is used to refer back to a group that contains masculine and feminine nouns. In the hadith, we have inna shamsa, which is feminine, wal qamara, which is masculine, ayatani, la yankasifani limauti ahadin, wala lihayatihi. And indeed, the sun, ash-shams, which is feminine, and the moon, al-qamar, which is masculine, are two signs, ayatani. They are not eclipsed for the sake of someone's death, nor for someone's birth. Yani la yankasifani limauti ahadin. They are not eclipsed due to the death of someone, wala lihayati, nor due to the life or birth of someone. Here, yankasifani, the verb, is the masculine form, and the pronoun in it is referring back to ash-shams, in the shamsa wal-qamara. It's referring back to ash-shams, which is feminine, and al-qamara, which is masculine. Here's another example: al-masjidu wal-madrasatu qaribani. Yani al-masjidu is masculine, al-madrasatu is feminine, and qaribani is the masculine dual form, qaribani, not qaribatani. And so the given preference to the masculine form that refers, word that refers back to a group, including masculine and feminine nouns, is what is known as a taglib. Yani that the masculine form overcomes, yani the fact that it's referring back to a group containing masculine and feminine nouns. Okay, this is the end of the English key. Let me just take a look at the time, see how much time we have left. Okay, it's not a lot of time, but it should be enough to finish. Okay, let's turn to the Arabic section of the book, page 188. For the dialogue at the beginning of the lesson, on page 188 and 189. And we're only going to do one exercise, the comprehension exercise that follows the dialogue. All right, while the dialogue is fresh in our mind, then we go over the comprehension exercise. And as I mentioned in the beginning, inshallah, we'll try to cover the remaining exercises in the following section. So during the week ahead of us, there are 5 pages of exercises. Inshallah, we'll do 1 page for each day or something like that, maybe 1 day for review of the English key and the remaining days for the exercises. Some of the exercises are extremely brief. They're not really, and some of them don't require you to do anything except to read and make sure you understand the qaida or the principle that's mentioned in it. Okay, let's read the dialogue on page 188, Al-Mudarris. There's a conversation between the teacher and Al-Hasan and Muawiyah and Adnan and Talha. Naam. So this is a discussion between a teacher and his students. The teacher says, Hatu. And what we want to note here, as always, and first of all, we want to read, practicing our reading skills, pronunciation of the words, our comprehension, especially of the new grammatical rules and new vocabulary, trying to identify vocabulary words that are new to us, making sure that we identify those words, look them up, and understand their meaning. And as I mentioned in a previous session, somebody has compiled a vocabulary listing of the level 3 course, chapter by chapter, and it doesn't just include new words, but includes basically all the words in the chapter. There are some small mistakes or whatever, but in any case, overall it's beneficial, for sure. If anybody wants it, just send me an email to the email address that we use for the homework assignments, mab93044@gmail.com. mab93044@gmail.com. All of you should have this email address, unless you're just somebody joining us who hasn't been with us. Naam. Okay, let's read. The teacher says, Hatu ad-dafatira ya ikhwanu. Give me the notebooks, O brothers. At this point, at-tullabu yusallimuna ad-dafatira. The students are submitting the notebooks. Hassan says, أنا لم أكتب الواجبات يا أستاذ. I did not write the homework assignments, O teacher. لم أكتب الواجبات. Here الواجبات is the مفعول به منصوب. sign of it being mansub is a secondary sign, kasra instead of fatha, because it's a sound feminine plural. Jam al muannath as salim. The teacher says, lima, this is ha as sektu, yani the ha that has sukoon, and it is used in certain places. We have seen it before. Just to note that it's yani ha as sektu, it's normally used in a situation where yani what is being asked is in a brief form, but it's understood the rest of it. Yani lima meaning here, why did you not write the homework assignments? Okay, lima. Lima means why, meaning why did you not write the homework assignment? Same thing in English. If somebody said, I didn't go to school today, and you say why, you mean why didn't you go to school today? Okay, Hassan says, yani why he didn't write the homework assignments? In kasarat nazarati, my eyeglasses broke. فلا أستطيع أن أقرأ أو أكتب. So I was unable, or I am unable to read or to write. The teacher says, أذرك مقبول. يعني your excuse is acceptable. And after a pause he says, وأين دفترك يا معاوية. And where's your notebook, O معاوية? معاوية says, أنا أيضا لم أكتب. I also didn't write. The teacher says, انكسرت نظارتك ايضا, yani your eyeglasses also broke. And note here that انكسرت is for Hamzatul Istifham and the verb انكسرت. انكسرت became انكسرت نظارتك ايضا, your glasses also broke. Muawiyah says لا, انقطعت الكهرباء الكهرباء في مهجعنا بعيدة صلاة المغرب واستمر الانقطاع إلى منتصف الليل. يعني no, my eyeglasses didn't break, but انقطعت, يعني the كهرباء, the electricity was cut off, the electricity was cut off في مهجعنا بعيدة صلاة المغرب, يعني just a little bit after صلاة المغرب, يعني just as it was getting dark the electricity went out. واستمر الانقطاع, and this cutting, yani discontinuation of the electricity continued. واستمر الانقطاع إلى منتصف الليل, until half of the night, until midnight. At this point, ينفتح الباب ويدخل عدنان. The door opens. Yani from انفتح, the door opens. ويدخل عدنان. العدنان enters. The teacher says, لما تأخرت يا عدنان, why have you come late, O عدنان? عدنان says, انقلبت سيارة في الطريق فتوقف المرور. يعني انقلبت a سيارة, a car turned over في الطريق, in the road, فتوقف المرور. So the traffic was stopped. The traffic was stopped. The teacher says, انقلبت سيارة اين, يعني a car turned over where? Here again, انقلبت is for a انقلبت, but the همزة الوصل is deleted, and so we said انقلبت, يعني has a car overturned where? عدنان says, في منعطف الذي في المنعطف الذي بعد الجسر, يعني at the bend in the road which is just after the bridge, يعني بعد الجسر. Here المنعطف is the اسم مكان, from انعطف ينعطف يعني منعطف, يعني with فتح is the same pattern for the اسم مفعول, اسم مكان, and اسم زمان. Here it represents the اسم مكان, the bend in the road, the road where, the place in the road where it bends right after the bridge. The teacher says, السلم الركاب, were the passengers, يعني ركاب the plural of راكب, were the passengers safe? عدنان says, نعم سلموا, yes they were all safe, والحمد لله, praise be to Allah. لولا فضل الله عليهم لماتوا. And then he goes on to say, if it were not for the favor of Allah upon them, they would have all died. Yani, this is laula harf imtina. Imtina, if it were not for the presence of the favor of Allah upon them, then the jawab of laula is they would have died. But because of the presence of Allah, yani the favor of Allah being present, so they did not die. Then he goes on to say, kana al-inqilabu. This is the ism, the master, and in the pattern of infial from inqalaba. Kana al-inqilabu anifan. Yani the turning over of the car, yani the accident of the car turning over was severe. Faqad inqalat al-abwabu. Yani indeed the doors were removed. The doors, yani, came off of the car. وَتَكَسَّرَ الزُّجَّاجُ. And the windows, the glass, was all smashed to pieces. Yani from the bab, تَفَعَلَ. Yani تَكَسَّرَ الزُّجَّاجُ. Yani this is the mutawa from كَسَّرَ. تَكَسَّرَ. And here the مَفْعُولٌ بِي becomes the fa'il مَرْفُونٌ with dhamma. The teacher says, اِقْرَأَ الدَّرْسَ يَا تَلْحَةُ. Read the lesson, O Talha. Talha says, in kasafatis shamsu yawma mata Ibrahimu. Yani the sun was eclipsed. In kasafat. The sun was eclipsed. Yawma mata Ibrahimu. The day that Ibrahim died. Faqala an-nasu. The people said, in kasafat limauti Ibrahimu. Yani the sun was eclipsed due to the death of Ibrahim, the son of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. فَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. The Messenger of Allah responded to this false idea that they had, that the sun was eclipsed due to the death of his son. He says, إِنَّ الشَّمْسَ وَالْقَمَرَ آيَتَانِ مِنْ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ. Indeed, the sun and the moon are two signs from the signs of Allah. لَا يَنْكَسِفَانِ لِمَوْتِ أَحَدٍ وَلَا لِحَيَاتِهِ. Yani they are not eclipsed. The sun and the moon, they are not eclipsed due to the death of anyone, whoever they might be, nor to the life of anyone. Yani someone dying or someone being born. And here we have a taglib. Yankasifani is the masculine form of the verb, though it's referring back to nouns which are feminine and masculine. Ash-shams being feminine and qamar being masculine. Fa'idha, the Prophet ﷺ went on to say, فَإِذَا رَأَيْتُمُوهُمَا. So if you see the two of them, meaning if you see them being eclipsed, فَدَعُوا اللَّهَ, then supplicate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَصَلُّوا حَتَّى يَنْجَلِيَ, and then perform prayer until the sun and the moon, yani, reveal themselves, until they reappear or become manifest again after the eclipse. Supplicate to Allah and perform prayer until they reappear, until the eclipse is ended. Yani, injala, yani yanjali, yani means to become manifest, to reveal, to appear. Naam. This hadith is reported by Al-Bukhari. Rawahu Al-Bukhariyu. Adnan says, in this hadith, man Ibrahimu hadha, ya ustaz, who is this Ibrahim? Yani the Ibrahim that's mentioned in this hadith. Yani yawma mata Ibrahimu. Who is this Ibrahim? The teacher says, and again, hadha here is i'rab, is that it is a not, a sifa, because it's coming after what? It's coming after a proper noun, Ibrahim, or the other case is that it comes after an idalfa construction. So it's i'rab, is that it is a not. And in this case, as a not, of course, you know, hadha is ism isharas mabniun, but it's in the place where it should be, marfu'un, because it's a not describing Ibrahimu. The teacher says, huwa ibnu an-nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam min Mariyata al-Qibtiyyati radiyallahu anha. He is the son of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from Mariya al-Qibtiyya. Yani Mariya, the Coptic lady. May Allah be pleased with her. Muawiyah says, al-ismu, yani Ibrahimu, aghayru munsarifin huwa. Is it not munsarif? Yani is it غير munsarif means ممنوع من الصرف. Yani it doesn't make all of the full declination. Yani it doesn't decline fully like other nouns, meaning that it doesn't take tanween, and when it's majrur, it doesn't take kasra. Yani it's ممنوع من الصرف. He's saying, is the name Ibrahim, yani غير munsarifa, is it ممنوع من الصرف? And the teacher says, Na'am, yes. And Muawiyah says, Lima, yani, why is it غير منصرف? And again, منصرف is the ism fa'il, from انصرف ينصرف منصرف, yani with kasra on the next to the last radical, the middle radical. If it had fatah, then it means that it's ism maf'ul. So he said, why is it? Yani lima, why is it غير منصرف? Why is it ممنوع من الصرف? And the teacher says, لأنه علم أعجمي, because it is a foreign proper noun. والعالم الأعجمي لا ينصرف. And the foreign proper nouns do not make full declension. Yani they don't make all the changes of a regular noun. Yani they don't take tanween and they don't take kasra when they are majroor. Okay, we have one exercise to do for today and the time that remains, and it's the comprehension exercise. Yani all of the questions here are based on yani trying to comprehend, to understand and remember yani what we just got finished reading. أجب عن الأسئلة الآتية. The first question being, لما لم يكتب الحسن ومعاوية الواجبات? Why did Hassan al-Muawiyah not write the homework assignments? يعني لم يكتب الحسن لأن نظارته انكسرت. يعني Hassan didn't write يعني the homework assignments, الواجبات, لأن نظارته, نظارته, because his eyeglasses broke, انكسرت. وأما معاوية, as far as معاوية, فلأن الكهرباء انقطعت في مهجعه. And Muawiyah, as for Muawiyah, so he didn't write because the electricity cut off. The electricity انقطعت في مهجعه, in his dormitory. Question number two, لما تأخر عدنان? Why did عدنان come late? تأخر عدنان لأن سيارة انقلبت في الطريق. يعني عدنان came late because a car turned over in the road. فتوقف المرور. And as a result of that, يعني the traffic was stopped. Number three, أين انقلبت السيارة? أين انقلبت السيارة? Where did the car turn over? انقلبت السيارة في المنعطف الذي بعد الجسر. يعني the car turned over at the bend in the road, which is after the bridge. Number four, متى انكسفت الشمس? When was the sun eclipsed? انكسفت الشمس يوم مات إبراهيم رضي الله عنه في عهد النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. يعني the sun was eclipsed on the day that Ibrahim, may Allah be pleased with him, the son of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, died in the lifetime of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. Number five, ماذا قال الناس? يعني on this occasion of the eclipse of the sun and the death of Ibrahim رضي الله عنه, what did the people say? ماذا قال الناس? قال الناس انكسفت الشمس لموت إبراهيم ابن محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. يعني the sun has eclipsed due to the death of Ibrahim, the son of Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. And question number six, the final question, بماذا أمرنا النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم عند انكساف الشمس والقمر? يعني what has the Prophet commanded us with at the time of انكساف, the eclipse of the shams and the قمر? يعني انكساف الشمس والقمر. إذا يعني the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, إذا رأيتموهما, يعني if you see them, يعني being eclipsed, the sun and the moon, فدعوا الله وصلوا حتى ينجليا. If you see them being eclipsed, then supplicate to Allah and perform salat until they reappear. يعني until they become visible again. يعني the whole hadith, the Prophet said, إن الشمس والقمر آيتان من آيات الله. يعني the sun and the moon are two signs from the signs of Allah. لا ينكسفان, they do not become eclipsed, لموت أحد ولا لحياته, they don't become eclipsed due to the death of anyone or due to their life, yani the life or death of anyone. So if you see the two of them eclipsed, then what you're supposed to do? Make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and make salat until they become visible, until they reappear. This is the end of what we wanted to cover for today. And again, as I mentioned early on, inshallah, this lesson is not a very lengthy lesson. This page 190, what remains, exercises 2 and 3. And the following page 191, 4, 5, and 6. And again, as I said, some of these exercises are very, very brief. And the following day, the exercises 7 and 8 on page 192. And then the 9 begins at the bottom of that page and covers the next page. 193 will be exercise number 9. And then 194, 10 begins at the bottom of it. 10, 11, 12, 13, all of them are on one page. Yani 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. So they are very, very brief exercises on the final page. So there's actually 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 pages. And as I said, some of these exercises are very, very brief. So we'll take each day to do approximately one page. And one day for review of the English key, and that will be our homework assignment for the coming week. And hopefully, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, we'll be able to complete this lesson in the following session and the week after that. And you go on to the new lesson 23, inshallah. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant success to myself and to each of you in whatever we say and do, that we do it sincerely for his sake alone and in accordance with the authentic sunnah of our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that Allah, out of his mercy and his kindness and his generosity, that he recognize, record and reward our good deeds, and that he pardon, forgive and overlook our mistakes and errors, and that he grant us al-thabat, yani the success of being firm and steadfast ala sirat al-mustaqim, on the straight path, until we return to him in a condition in which he is pleased with us and we are pleased with him. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant a shifa, healing, to those amongst us who are sick, and that he shower his rahmah, his mercy, upon those who have passed away, that he fill their graves with light and make them spacious, and that he protect them from the punishment of the grave and the punishment of the fire, and that he admit them to his Jannah. Ameen.